fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage taken from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Wednesday, the 12th day of April. The prep tip today is to get spare parts for your rifle. Almost nobody does. It's less than 1% of the men and women who own rifles have any spare parts. That would be springs, extractors, and firing pins. If you don't have a clue what to do or how to do it to get spare parts, work with your local certified gunsmith. I emphasize a certified gunsmith, not a hobbyist, to get what you need. It would be a crying shame to have your $2,000 rifle become an expensive doorstop because you failed to buy a $1 spring. That's your prepper tip today. We have patient Wendy Green and my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff began a quest about 37 years ago to become quite expert in anything and everything to do with the International Commons Conspiracy. Jeff's website is jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog, where he writes 1 or 2 excellent articles a week. And his books for sale at Amazon.com. 6 books. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, John.
Well, sir, I want to begin with a premise concerning COVID. The connections to China and the Communist Chinese Party are very clear and convincing. That the information I've got is that the initial development of the COVID flu began in Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Once they got to the point where they couldn't do any more work without violating the law, there's laws against developing biological weapons, the work was transferred to the Wuhan laboratory in China, where development continued, and then it was released into the general population. Some speculation as to whether it was an accidental release or on a intentional release, I believe was intentional. Further evidence for being intentional is the following evidence. If you look at the videos, and I did twice, the videos of men or women, I think it was mostly men, walking down a street in China, they fall face first into the concrete, bleed out, and die from the COVID virus. I saw that, and it was January 2020. I was on my first and probably only Caribbean cruise. I watched those same videos a year and a half later, more carefully, with more discernment. And I realized that these men were top athletes, able to hold their hands below their waist and catch their body weight before their face hit the concrete with full force. It takes a top athlete to be able to do that. So obviously, clearly, these videos were contrived, and contrived on purpose to give the false impression that men would be walking down the street in China, fall down face first, and bleed out from the COVID virus. So I'm going to ask you, Jeff, your thoughts about the complicity of the Chinese Communist Party in what we're now experiencing, which is the worst crime in recorded human history. Your thoughts on that, sir?
Well, I don't know if it's the worst crime in history, because a lot more people died in World War II and the Holocaust and the Soviet Gulag and the Communist Party's killing of Chinese. And then there's the killing fields. I don't know what the numbers look. COVID, and as far as what you were saying, look, it was a biological weapon. It was much more potent when it got in amongst the Chinese population. And we don't know. It has so many bad things in it, but it mutated rapidly towards a normal flu.
Right.
So by the time it reached us, it had been weeks before it was starting to hit our population in large numbers. I think they didn't fully understand when they released this virus, or it accidentally got out, whichever it is. I tend to think they released it. Somebody in the People's Liberation Army decided to release it. I think it, it's very hard to tell because of the way this thing was made, and it certainly was made in a lab, and the way that it mutated later. Because when you do something artificially like that, when you do a virus like that, it will mutate and it will lose some of its more virulent attributes.
That's right. That's right. Well, thank you for that. Your thoughts on that, Jeff. We got a regular caller here. We always look forward to Thomas in Germany. Good morning, Thomas.
Greetings. Good morning, gentlemen. Mr. Nyquist, I was wondering if you could elaborate a little further on the information you started giving yesterday about the leaked documents from the American DOD concerning, you know, the Ukraine counteroffensive preparations. Obviously they leaked at a crucial time. And what do you think how this could affect the potential counteroffensive?
Yeah, I wonder if the leak is, you know, real, or if it is, you know. The casualty numbers, some of the documents have been photoshopped, and I've been told that you can kind of tell that some of them have been photoshopped. So it's like they got genuine documents of some kind, and then they changed information around in the documents. Somebody did. So it's not really, and there's inconsistencies in the documents. We really can't trust it. The fact that the Ukrainian government has made a statement saying, well, we're changing our plans or whatever, is also could be psychological warfare. That is, the Ukrainians could have done the leak to make it look like the Russians did it. That is some kind of diversionary thing. But, you know, these mind games, it's hard to figure out what is going on there, because there are a number of things in the documents that are just unrealistic. I mean, from everything I've been told, the idea that they're going to raise 10 new brigades to launch an offensive mm-hmm. with, and that we're giving them the equipment for 10 new brigades, well, that's a new one on me. And that's kind of surprising. But, I mean, it could be true. That's the problem with, disinformation and people relying on documents that they can't prove where they came from or who made them. You know, the United States government is perfectly capable of inventing fake documents and releasing them. Or another country taking documents that have been shared with them and changing them. Or stealing them and changing them. You know, I mean, the idea that what does one document says the Russians have 16,000 dead? That's impossible. We know that's impossible because the Russians right now are fortifying their defenses. If they had only lost that many men, they would be outnumbering the Ukrainians so badly that they wouldn't be thinking of being on the defensive. So we know that's false. So just right there, you have a red flag. So I don't know if that's helpful or not.
Well, there definitely is something different or wrong with, you know, NATO in Europe supplying equipment and tanks and so forth, because I believe that, you know, either plans have changed or support has changed. Plus, just recently, the last couple of days, Macron was visiting Xi Jinping, and he was not refraining. I don't think so. They say if somebody wants to do less business with China, why do you bring half an airplane with your, you know, top representatives of your country with you? Annalena Baerbock, she's gonna go to China and visit the foreign minister of China, but she's supposed to, you know, have a little different message. Well, maybe those words are too strong, but I believe there is a split in, you know, France's behavior towards China and maybe Germany's, or, you know, the Germany's behavior that is obviously motivated by the U.S. influence. By the way, I see that as you know, the main reason, all the U.S. bases in Germany, for what you, Mr. Moore, said yesterday, that apparently Steve Bannon said that there are plans of invading Germany. As I've said before, you know, the awakened public in Germany is still absolutely welcoming, you know, Russian army to get rid of the cabal in Germany, and so that information campaign definitely worked out over the last couple of years here.
Germany is not ready for war. I mean, Germany is weaker than Poland, much weaker than Poland as a military power, and that's a very serious problem. I mean, Poland has not been considered a serious military power. They're currently trying to double the size of their army. And then France, Macron is, you know, I've talked to some people in France, and Macron's relationship with China has always been very chummy. And here China is aligned with Russia. So this is almost like signaling to Russia. You know, the Russians gave the Chinese the technology to rapidly produce nuclear warheads. And they were bragging about it a couple weeks ago, the Chinese were. You know, this is the communist bloc they're confronting, and they're acting as if the Sino-Soviet split is, they still believe in it, and they don't believe in this alliance, and they think it's, you know, it's the peace dividend and the Cold War ended. I mean, they're behaving like post-Cold War, you know, fools that don't understand they're dealing with enemies. And Europe has got to get a handle. Europe's elite, as first of all, has to get smart, just like the American elite. But everybody has been focused on the wrong things for more than 30 years, and they can't seem to change gears. And yeah, as far as the weapons going to Ukraine, I've heard some disturbing things about the diversion of funds and weapons, you know, in terms of the humanitarian aid, that monies and weapons are not reaching them. And the weapons they're sending, like the tanks, they're not going to be able to effectively use those in any effective numbers for a long time. And the numbers just aren't, you know, it's almost like showboating. What they really have needed all along is larger numbers of howitzers, you know, and more ammunition, and of course, advanced electronic stuff, to communication stuff, to help them get a leg up on the Russians. But the Russians obviously have lost. You know, I talked to a guy the other day who was friends with one of the Ukrainian brigade commanders, and he said, you know, we've just been slaughtering the Russians. It's just appalling. I mean, it's a sad thing. So, you know, Putin moving nuclear weapons into Belarus is a threat to Poland and to Germany, because Germany's just beyond Poland. You know, to bring tactical nuclear weapons into there, it's like, what is Russia going to do? Have 100% mobilization, mobilize every man that they can get their hand on, not just 300,000, mobilize a million men, which they may not even have to mobilize, but I guess they could get a 500,000 more, and just start using nukes and advancing on NATO. Are we going to have a general nuclear war? I don't know. I don't know. I know that's in their mind at some point.
Yesterday's roundtable was amazing. Now, would you expect that, Poland, Lithuania, Germany, I would expect that this would, go critical first before, China does a move on the U.S., and then the U.S. would obviously have, the wake-up call. I hope even Democrats would, as you said yesterday, to just, out of survival reasons. So my question would be about the timing, because, in Poland, Ukraine, Lithuania, Germany, that is really on the plate. I don't see personally that, an attack would happen at the same time, or what would you think? At the same time, going into Poland, Lithuania, while also China gets active in a big way.
You have to think in terms of the advantage that Beijing and Moscow are going to get from certain moves. Right now, they're playing their most effective moves are economic. They've won over Saudi Arabia, or they think they have. Everybody's worried, Biden insulted them, drove them into the arms of the Chinese, and that means into the arms of the Russians. So the West and our allies are confronting, they just announced here some days ago, cuts in the oil production in Saudi Arabia. They're going to try to squeeze Europe and Japan, and, here in Canada and the U.S., we're just about self-sufficient in energy production. But you guys in Europe and of course in the Far East are not, and this is really what the game is right now. Now, in terms of the timing of an attack, Russia would not have bothered to invade Ukraine before launching a general nuclear war, because they have, the Russians and Chinese have huge nuclear weapons advantages. They would not have decided to do that unless they absolutely had to have Ukraine. They thought strategically before they launched the attack. Ukraine is much too close to Russia. It's a free country. The people there speak Russian. The kind of, there's a kind of contamination from the language. You got a language of freedom being spoken by Ukrainians and a language that the Russian people can understand. And it is a problem for Russia, because the infection from Ukraine of freedom could spread to Russia if the Russian people became disaffected in a war. Mm-hmm. So I think their calculation was, because what happens in a war is that war is really hard. And people start saying, this is hard. Our leaders are crazy. Maybe those people in Ukraine who aren't, aren't part of this, maybe we want to be part of them. So they had to take Ukraine out. And they'd already been fighting in Ukraine for 8 years, and there was no real way to bring that to an end without just – and they thought, well, we'll just have a massive invasion. We'll surprise them, or we'll just overwhelm them, and it didn't work. So the very fact that they have said that Ukraine is part of Russia, that was Putin's initial speech when he invaded. There is no Ukraine. Lenin invented it.
Yes.
We're just going to take it back. So he can't use nuclear weapons. He's claiming it's really a civil war between Russians. So he can't really use nukes. That's what has gotten him stuck, because I think that they're pretty much good to go. And the Chinese, I think, they didn't realize their operational deficits in conventional warfare. But
hold on, Jeff. We'll continue this discussion after the break. We'll be right back.
Hi, Tom Bolton for EaseOff. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile oxysilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on the frosty morning, look away. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray, in Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie, away, 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 down south in Dixie, away, 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 down south in Dixie.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Liberated Rocket Heaters with a $500 discount sale going on until midnight, the 29th of April. Jeff, let's continue your dialogue, please.
Yeah, but the key point in all this, these maneuvers with this Ukraine war and what the Chinese want to do is that if they cross the line and if for Russia to go against NATO directly in a fight, China has to be at war with the United States because that would Russia would be in a position of being defeated in detail if it went by itself. So they have to, when they go, they got to go together. Otherwise, it doesn't, they don't have the strength applied. They have to apply to all theaters. They got to get the North Koreans to go, if they can, the Iranians to go and do things. They've got to get everything to come alive at one time if they're going to go to war, whether it's conventional or they use nukes. I mean, conventional is not looking good for them because they, you know, their capabilities aren't what people thought they were. They had not their modernization, at least in Russia, has failed. I don't think the Chinese can invade Taiwan, and the admission is the most recent exercise we're really focused on blockading instead of invading. And this was my thought all along. They never intended to invaded. They intended to go right after the U.S. And my Chinese sources say that they have developed the codes for directing over, 20 to 30 different forces in a surprise attack on the United States. And there are codes made for the Chinese nuclear forces to begin this attack. So the Chinese are contemplating a surprise nuclear attack on the U.S. Navy at the very least. And I would expect them to go after the nuclear silos in the U.S. The U.S. has a very stupid policy of writing out a first strike, which is really dumb. And if the other reason that China and Russia have to go together is because, you know, nobody's fought this kind of war before. Nobody knows if the missiles are really accurate enough when launched in mass to take out all of the American nuclear missile silos, to take out the SAC bases, and to do everything without getting a counterstrike, and to take out the submarines. We just don't know. And that's a pretty radical step, and they haven't taken it because it is so terrifying a step. You know, they've been at the brink here for more than a year and just hesitating. You know, and what I heard 2 years ago when the pandemic broke out that China was trying to push Russia into agreeing on a date to start a war with the United States. I heard it from sources in Southeast Asia, from communist countries there. I heard it from Chinese and from Russian sources. So this has been, you could call it a general rumor in the communist countries that they are planning a big war. I think we're very lucky. We're very fortunate for the Ukrainians to have made this stand.
Yes.
Because we might already be in our own rubble. We've got this precious time to wake people up to the fact that that the communist bloc did not go away with the fall of the Soviet Union, that it's been working against us and rearming. And while we've been disarming and playing these games of let's trade, let's be buddies, and it's just put us in this terrible position. We've got to get rid of politicians like Biden and Macron and Scholz in Germany. I wanted to ask you about Baerbock. How do you think? What do you think of her right now, given what she's done?
Well, it's a newspaper article saying that when she's going to China, she's going to have a different dialogue than Macron and probably. Okay. So, but you know, bottom line, I think this. I have experienced how nice it is in Poland that average Joe kind of knows about what we are talking about here. I mean, not mm-hmm. the details, but roughly. But why does average Joe know that? Because the country has decided to prepare for the enemy. What you said, what is Chinese and Russian military strategy? The first priority is to the people, so they know what the enemy is. And it's amazing. I mean, you can just say something, and you get an answer, and you know you have kind of a smile and not this depression you have in Germany. And in other European countries as well.
It's very similar in the U.S., although not quite the same as bad as Europe. But, people are disoriented by the false narratives and the propaganda that have diverted everybody from recognizing, wait a minute, Russia and China are enemies, and they are coming for us, and we have to get ready. So, and you see, Poland had these very fantastic politicians that over the last 15 years have been sorting this out. In Poland and Ukraine too had this amazing, revolution. Yeah. So you have so you have these countries in of course in Finland and Sweden. There's been a bit of a wake up, but really in Poland has been an amazing country, but the problem is for some reason, because the major media and the way that everything works in France and Germany and the UK and the US, this message just doesn't reach people. It just hasn't.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for the call, Thomas. We got callers on hold. We got a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi. Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Mr. Sandman, bring me dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart, under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, Rebecca, ladies and gentlemen, my website is thelibertyman.com. Interesting real estate parcels for sale there under real estate. Still available, some sold, some still available. And, of course, articles you'll find nowhere else on the Internet. My friend Steve O'Neill, the nuclear scientist, his articles are published nowhere else on the Internet. And products that will help you achieve your goals of being healthy and happy and living a full, productive life, such as the Energy Cleaner and the Liberator Rocket Heater. Liberator Rocket Heater is on sale the rest of this month, $500 off, a substantial savings. that you can take advantage of at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with Jeff Nyquist, his website is jrnyquist.blog. Books for sale at Amazon. Jeff, before we get to our next caller, how can people subscribe to your website, please?
There's a PayPal button below every article or video.
Very simple, and I encourage people to do that. Jeff, we got three callers on hold. First, we got Pat in Texas. Good morning, Pat.
Hello. Jeff, I wanted to ask you a question. When JFK was president, and he was only president for 5 months, he was going to have this summit with Khrushchev about a nuclear pact, you know, and this is what I've read about what he said. I've never met a man like that. I said, he didn't come prepared. The Khrushchev didn't come to prepared at all to talk about that. And he said, he told us, I forgot who, I got it all written down, but he said, I've never met anybody like that. I said, don't you realize that 70 million people could be killed in 10 minutes? And he said, Khrushchev looked at him like, so what? And I think this deal that he and Khrushchev made to give up Turkey, to pretend like they were taking all the missiles out of Cuba, Castro was really mad about that. Don't you think that the Russians still look at us like a weakling? You know, we could make some kind of little deal with them, and they would still back down. It's in 13 days, right? In the movie, 13 days. Hello? Is anybody there?
Yeah, well, you're talking about the dealing that happened at the end of the Cuban Missile Crisis where we agreed to pull missiles out of Turkey.
Right.
Yeah.
Because we knew a guy, he worked over there, and he was at the border, and he spoke Russian, and he was translating all the Russian messages he could pick up, you know. The day came when they, his superior said, "Send over here in this line, you got to line up for a new job. This one's over." And now look at Turkey. I mean,
Well, you know, that was a long time ago, and the problem is that people believed in 1991 that the Cold War was over, and they planned and they thought and they acted as if that was the case, and it's not the case. They're still there. They're still they're better armed than ever. The balance of power has shifted in their favor in the nuclear area. And we have a problem.
Yeah. Well, I think, you said that Chernobyl wasn't as bad as they didn't know how bad it was, right? They didn't know how far, where the wind blew all that, and it was something to think about, right?
Chernobyl was a nuclear power plant accident, so it wasn't about nuclear weapons.
I know all about it. I remember it very well.
Okay.
Very well. And the point is that wouldn't the same thing be true now? You don't know which way that wind would blow if Russia tried to use a nuclear weapon on them.
I think we have an exaggerated idea of how nuclear weapons work. It depends on whether they're ground boosted or not, whether there's any short-term fallout, and the direction of the wind does matter when it comes to that. But that's very technical, and it depends on what the targets are and how, what kind of strikes are made and how many.
Well, I know some people now who really don't even believe that they're that dangerous, that it's not anything to worry about, but they did worry back then, didn't they?
Yeah, people, ever since there's been nuclear weapons, people have been worried when two countries possess them and are aiming them at each other, yeah.
And
except
then,
we stopped worrying in 1992 when we shouldn't have, because they were still aiming the weapons at us. They were just lying to us about what they were after.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't even think that they took the weapons out of Cuba. Well, I won't get into all that, but I just wanted to say, I just kind of think that Putin, he's kind of like Gorbachev did. But Gorbachev quit pretty shortly after that. Why did he quit? Why did he resign?
Well, that's a good question. There was some kind of political maneuvering inside the Soviet Union, and they dissolved the Communist Party Soviet Union, and the Soviet Union broke it up into different republics and different communist parties. And Gorbachev still was a leader behind the scenes, and as were many Central Committee members and former Politburo members. To this day, there's like a 92-year-old former Gorbachev Politburo member who's in the upper chamber of the Russian Parliament.
Yeah, supposedly Kennedy said until Gorbachev died, he still thought that Kennedy was an easy take because he'd only been president 5 months supposedly, and he was trying to talk a 61-year-old man into believing that there's a better way of life than communism. So I don't know. And anyway, I still think that most people don't even know that Kennedy secretly made that deal with him to give away Turkey. Don't you think they don't know that?
Well, we wanted to make it sound like the Russians had backed down.
I know.
and it really wasn't exactly true, right?
No. I don't think it was, because I think they still stay. I think we still got Russians on both sides of.
When Nixon was president, there were people don't know this, but there were Khrushchev had moved 50,000 Soviet troops into Cuba when they were moving those missiles in, and one of the agreements was they were supposed to withdraw those troops. But as it turns out, when Nixon, this is in H.R. Haldeman's book, Nixon's chief of staff, that they detected the Russian troops were still there. I mean, they still had Russian troops in Cuba in the early 1970s.
Well, I heard a story, but they have them down there now on both sides of the country down there on the Gulf side and on the Tijuana side. Well, I said, you know what? You know that Tijuana has really suffered from all the water that's hit California, and there was a hurricane on the Gulf side one time that washed the Russians out from down there because they were embedded underground. They always can do that with the biggest tunneling machines that we had. And a hurricane washed them out there. So I guess if we would be right with God, we wouldn't have to be so scared of stuff around us. I'm not saying we shouldn't be aware, but, you know, I don't want war. I just think that our enemies think that we're just easy anymore. You know,
yeah. Well, we have been pretty easy.
People rather be red than dead now.
Yeah, I don't think they know the difference even.
They don't. I say, well, why don't you just go over there? They'll be glad to take you in. They don't want to go there. They just want to run us down and make us think we couldn't do anything more. Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay,
very much.
Pat, thank you for the call.
Sorry,
our next caller is
Jeff. Everybody should pray for Jeff. I do, because you're knowledgeable and people don't like knowledge. All right, I'll let you go. Thanks.
Thank you, Pat.
Okay.
Well, we got a laugh out of Jeff. That's great. Our next caller is Garrett in Louisiana. Good morning, Garrett.
Hey, good morning, guys. I wanted to say something about Trump because I just feel like it has to be said because there's just so many things that are just right in our faces that we are not allowed to have a president in America that will fight for the people of America. I mean, probably since Woodrow Wilson, I mean, I forget the president before him, but with the Federal Reserve in 1913 and getting us into World War One, I mean, like everything's definitely been downhill since then, but I've heard nuclear about the time in the hole. What I'd like to say is, first off, Pat, trust your gut, because I agree with everything that that she said. You know, in America, our news cycle is just so crazy, and people in this country have to work so hard. People don't have a chance to go back and look at things. You know, most of the people in my life have never even gone back to look at 9/11. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, whether it's COVID, whether it's 9/11, whether it's the original, and like with the original stories, so the day one story of COVID, the day one story of 9/11, or the day one story of Kennedy, they're always so misleading, and there's always so much more for the people to know about the event than what the original story was. And it's the same thing with nuclear weapons. You know, and I heard when Pat called that, you know, maybe people don't really have the right idea of what nuclear weapons can do these days because, you know, whenever I think of nuke, I think blow up the world. And maybe a lot of people think that. But, I mean, or you could just think blow up a country. But I would just challenge anybody listening to go back and look at the nuclear experiments that we ran in America before we did what we did in Japan in 1945, and I challenged them to look at what happened in Japan, because there's a lot of evidence there that we firebombed Japan like we firebombed Dresden. I mean, vegetation came back pretty quickly. It's not like everybody in Hiroshima, and was Nagasaki the other one, guys?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's not like every person was killed there. It's not like every building fell down there. A lot of damage was done. I don't know if it was firebombed, but, I mean, from the evidence that I've seen, that's what I would assume. And so I just challenge people to go back and look, because the
that Hiroshima and Nagasaki were firebombed and not hit with nuclear weapons?
Look, I mean, I think people definitely think a nuclear weapon would blow up a country. I mean, it didn't knock every building down. It didn't kill every person in those places.
Yeah, no,
I mean,
you're right. I mean, the streetcars were working shortly, the very next day in Hiroshima. And so nuclear weapons' destructiveness has been exaggerated in some respects. They're horrible weapons. They're very good against hardened military targets. They're very good against if you want to destroy something in a certain radius. But look at how big. You fly over the country for hours and hours. That's a lot of radius, you know. So and of course, the weapons aren't, you know, technically you could drop a whole bunch of atomic bombs. You could nuclear weapons. You could ground burst them to create a cloud that could make a permanent desert out of the center of a continent. But that's not okay. that wouldn't serve a military purpose. See, that wouldn't serve a purpose because you don't destroying the land. You want to destroy your enemy. So that's what people don't quite understand. And yeah, it is very big deal. If you have, you know, people were saying yesterday that if we just have rifles, we'll stop. No, it's there's all these dimensions. Warfare is complicated. Your soldiers have to eat. So your crops and the infrastructure that create the harvesting machines and everything has to function. If you got a harvester and you don't have a spare part for it, or there's no fuel to run it, you can't have any food. So your guy out there with the rifle's just starving. You know, I mean, you know, your citizens. So it's a huge package. And nuclear weapons
And guys, like, I'm not saying that it was firebombed. I'm saying from what I saw and the conclusion that I came up with, that's where I ended up. And guys, it's like the Cold War. You know, my mom tells me being in school back then in the 60s and 50s, they're doing nuclear war drills where the students get under their desk. I mean, are you kidding me?
By the way,
the Cold War for decades.
Before anybody makes fun of that, that's how you, if you're not in so close to the center of the explosion that it's going to, you know, melt your body, if you're far enough out. And most people, by the way, subjected to a nuclear attack, because of the way geometry works, most people are going to be at a place where it's fewer people are going to be at that epicenter. Most people are going to be subject to flying debris, and that's what's going to kill them. And getting underneath the desk is what's going to save. But people have made fun of that for years and years, and that's basically enemy propaganda to make fun of a basic safety measure that could save
your life. Hold on, Jeff. We got our last break. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new, healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing Terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your Terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Jeff, you want to continue where we left off before the break, sir?
Well, I think I'd basically said what I was
going to say. Garrett, you got it, and we're about out of time here. Garrett, you got any follow-up before we sign off here?
Yeah, guys. Yeah, thanks for letting me stay on. But, you know, like, I don't know the answer to this whole nuclear thing. It's just that if the Cold War didn't end and it's still going on, I mean, you know, 1950 to now, that's like 73 years, you know, about 80 years since the bombings happened in Japan. And both of these, you know, the Soviets or the Russians are going to attack us on our soil. That's been the scare's been going on for 80 years. And the nuclear thing just seems a lot like that to me. But this is one thing that I'm surprised that most people just haven't picked this up, because we have the benefit of 70 years to look at this stuff, guys. But it's like, you know, in high school, so much I was taught about World War II and just all the propaganda that we're taught about World War II wasn't taught much about the Bolshevik Revolution. And if Americans knew exactly what happened with the Bolshevik Revolution in 1917, and then we get into World War II and we're tag team allies with Russia 27 years later in 1944, guys, the Federal Reserve financed the Bolshevik Revolution. I'm pretty sure that Roosevelt and our government knew that whenever we were allies with Russia in 1944.
Garrett, when you let Jeff respond.
Hold on. You shouldn't say things that aren't true. The Federal Reserve did not finance the Bolshevik Revolution. I challenge you. There's a book called The Sealed Train. This is well documented. It's, you know, German government
records.
Jacob Schiff. By the way, it was Henry Ford in the Dearborn Observer that put that thing out, that Jacob Schiff was behind the Bolshevik Revolution. And Jacob Schiff died in 1920 of a heart attack. He didn't want to sue Ford over it. His family sued him, and Ford had to make a public apology. It was all false.
Fair enough.
The Kaiser's government financed the Bolshevik Revolution to collapse Russia in World War I so they could get their armies off the Russian front in World War I. This is very well known. But the conspiracy theory people, they don't know any history. They just have the fake history that they believe. So you got to be careful.
Garrett, thank you for your call. Jeff, thank you, sir. It was very enlightening here for everybody.
Okay. Thanks for having me.
Okay, thank you, sir. Well, what a day. What a show. My goodness. Tomorrow, being Thursday, we'll have Dr. Horowitz with us. It's always a fascinating time. That's it for the day. Get knife supplies, your energy, cleaning, essential oils now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever get your guns. Please have a fun, safe, productive day. God bless my beautiful state of Missouri, the largest state of Texas, and Lord, please, God bless the United States of America.
Will conclusively prove George Soros' role in orchestrating the plandemic. But first, dear patriots, the truth train has brought us a conspiracy in our own backyard. Now, you may think you know the story.
Now, it's like I always say, there's a whole lot of bullshit out there. So I'd like to give Soros, Pelosi, the Zionists, the Mexican, the snowflakes,
stay strong, truth tellers. Stay strong. Stay strong. And we'll rock till the break of dawn. This feels like heaven. Just you and me. This feels like heaven.
listening to RBN in defense of the Republic.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.